Play a supporting role. It is the policy of the United States to deny kidnappers the benefits of their criminal acts, and that includes ransoms or concessions.
The White House speaks, and so do we here on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, how you doing in those nooks and crannies? So the Nigerian girls who were kidnapped and the horrible things that are happening with this group, Boko Haram. We're going to chat with Ivan Elin. He's his giant piece in the Huffington Post today about why so much of kicking this stuff around could hurt those Nigerian girls who've been kidnapped and then fuels and fans the flame of making the U.S. a bigger target. And what's up with the terrorist watch list and what that does and how that ignites and fuels some of that anti-American rhetoric and gives the people who want their 15 minutes by doing some kind of harm to us their 15 minutes. And he explains it in great detail. I love having him on the show coming up round the bend here on ATN. In the meantime, boy, we have a couple of other things to get to. Basically, Putin says shove it to the United States when it comes to hitching a ride to outer space, to the International Space Station. What's up with that? Why did that happen? We're going to tell you. And even before we get there, Alec Baldwin, everybody's favorite punching bag, is arrested. He's arrested. It seems like every 3 or 4 years, something happens with Alec Baldwin. So they took him into custody, threw some handcuffs on him, after he was riding his bike the wrong way on Fifth Avenue. And that just, you know, that just happened Tuesday during the day. It's not the first time that anything that happens with Alec Baldwin has blown up into a major story. And it's that Irish temper, right? So he gets angry, starts yelling at the cops. They ask him for ID. They give him a summons. And the other they gave him a couple summons, one for the screaming, and the other was for riding the bike against the flow of traffic. And now he's got to be in court on July 24th. They said that he was belligerent. He was arguing, blah, blah, blah. He wasn't carrying identification. I started thinking about this. I don't think whenever I ride my bike, I'm carrying any kind of ID. Guess better start carrying ID. So his representatives released a statement afterwards. They said he's back home with his family. He's back home with his family. And he made headlines just last year for chasing a photographer outside of his crib and using a slur, an anti-gay slur, that got him into trouble. And he said, listen, I'm all about Broadway, and how could you say this about me, and blah, 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 blah. So he did post a statement then apologizing and saying he was deeply sorry. He has not apologized over this last thing. And then there was a big story about, you know, Alec Baldwin, when Bush was running for president, said if Bush became president, he was leaving. He was leaving the United States. That's it. He was doing a hunt for a different country. He was going to find some other place to live. And then when all these things happened to him last year, he was going to get out of New York, that New York wasn't a great place anymore because everybody was suffocating and following him around and trying to bait him and all of that. He did a piece actually in the New York Magazine at how disappointing it was. So he may talk about bolting New York again. Apparently he's having a rough time staying in the city, living in the city. And there's that song, In the City. I can't do that song. So Casey Kasem also in the news as we seg to yet another piece of entertainment. Imagine that, right at the top of America Tonight. But this is a creepy story. I think of Casey Kasem and as a kid eating my Fruit Loops and listening to his voice as Shaggy and Scooby-Doo. And, of course, the whole Top 40 thing. I mean, he's a radio icon. How could you not have heard of Casey Kasem? Everyone's heard of Casey Kasem. He's like Dick Clark was, you know, the whole Dick Clark thing. So he's got this disease. It's called Lewy body disease, which I never heard of. It's a form of dementia, and he can't speak and whatnot. His wife has apparently taken him and had him, and his wife Jean has had him in a couple of different places, and the kids want to see their dad. Carrie Kasem, who's the daughter, says, look, we don't want anything to do with contesting wills or who's getting what or any of this. We just want to be able to see our father, because I think she's afraid they'll try to influence him somehow, even with the dementia, which the will wouldn't be valid. I can't imagine. They've already got the will, but she's paranoid about that. So a judge comes into it the other day and says that the daughter has temporary conservatorship until a June 20th hearing, but she can't take on the responsibility if she doesn't know where he is. Because it's like, where's Waldo? Sadly, in a very sad way, with dementia, they don't know where he is. They're not sure. They believe that maybe, first they were talking about that he might be on an Indian reservation in Washington, then they're talking about he might be out of the country. Because the stepmother knew that they were going to win the court case. So now it's almost like an episode of America's Most Wanted. As of Wednesday, people are going to be showing Kasem's photo all over the place and talking about, have you seen Casey Kasem? They want a lot of people to be on the lookout. So the daughter was happy to go on CNN and do a show and talk about it and all of that. They're saying, if you see him, if you know his whereabouts, if you hear anything, call the police, because it's terrible for his health. He can't continually be moved. He's confused. He's afraid. He's not getting proper medical care. So Carrie and her sister, Julie, say they last visited their father a week ago in the nursing home where he's staying. You know, it's very sad, the whole dementia thing. So serious. So just like we were talking about the other day, the blondes and brunettes, the big fundraiser for Alzheimer's and how awful Alzheimer's is. And I've seen people go through it, and it's so rough on the family. And you think of Casey Kasem and the incredible voice and the people who know Casey Kasem and grew up hearing him on the radio, no matter if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and whatever, You've definitely heard Casey Kasem. What a sad thing to happen, and what a terrible ending to this story, unless I guess they find him, bring him back, and somehow can patch things up with the mother-in-law, at least temporarily anyway. And Lewy body dementia is the second most common type of progressive dementia. That's what's so scary, after Alzheimer's. And it's hard to diagnose because Parkinson's and Alzheimer's cause similar symptoms, so it's very tough to tell. Boy, I hope they find him. That's for sure. Stay with us. Coming up next, Ivan Eland. We're talking about Boko Haram and all the hype that could hurt those kidnapped Nigerian girls. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
We've been talking about this group, Boko Haram, now for a while, actually the last couple of weeks. And Ivan Elin, our pal, the senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty, the Independent Institute, wrote a great piece in the Huffington Post. Public hysteria over Boko Haram may be counterproductive. And that kind of sums it all up. Ivan, first of all, as always, thanks for coming on the show. And what do you mean by public hysteria could be counterproductive?
Well, I think, the public has just discovered this group, but they have, and certainly kidnapping more than 200 schoolgirls and with some of the rhetoric is a heinous thing to do. This group has done, I would argue, even more heinous things in the past. They've slaughtered several villages with over 300 people and men, women, and children. They've burned and shot to death 59 schoolboys. From what we were able to see so far, it looks like the girls are still alive, which is good. But I think the best way to get them out is not with showy international pressure and the British and the U.S. publicly sending assistance. What you really want to do is work behind the scenes, whether it's diplomacy or whether it's, special forces raids or something like that, or assisting, the Nigerian government with those sorts of things. The Nigerians have, I think, been smarter than the U.S. And Britain in this thing, because they're really leery of bringing in foreigners because of the history of colonialism. They don't want this, they're looking for at the long term, and if they do that for this particularly well-publicized incident, they could invite more support for this group in the long term, simply because people are anti-colonial in their mentality after all the centuries of colonialism, and any interference by outside powers, even if it's in the laudable goal of trying to help free these schoolgirls, the Nigerian government realizes that in the long term, more people could get killed because Boko Haram is a savage organization. But the way to deal with these things in the U.S., does this far too much. It takes on other people's problems. And it's nice to help out in a situation like this if you can provide some quiet advice, but the administration has gone very public with we're sending this stuff over because a lot of this is for show here at home, that people are demanding that these schoolgirls be released, even though this is, you know, half a world away. And it's very unfortunate that this group has taken these girls. But I think it's better, it's best handled if the U.S. doesn't make a bravado show of assisting the Nigerian government.
Yeah, do you think there's, as you were just explaining that, there's more of a chance that, I hate to say it, but that harm could come to them, right? Because they could just say, all right, we're going to make an example of some of these girls, or we're just going to keep them hidden?
Well, yeah, that could be an excuse, like, oh, you've gotten these colonial powers or neocolonial powers involved, and this is what we're fighting against, is non-Muslim intervention in Muslim lands, and so, you know, we're just going to shoot these girls or, you know, do something other that's not very nice and nasty. And so there are a number of things that, of course, could happen, but, you know, right now it looks like they're alive, and I think that if you're fighting terrorism and you're doing it publicly, like George W. Bush and to some extent Barack Obama have done, you're not really fighting terrorism. What you're doing is probably making more enemies than you're killing. What you need to do is, and even if you're taking military action, you should do it in the shadows so that it doesn't fuel more, you know, anti-government or anti-U.S. Action.
Republicans have criticized Hillary Clinton for being pretty weak and not dealing with the group. Was their take on it? Is this fair or foul? Is this just something to position for the possible run in 2016, or no, they have a point?
Well, no, I think it probably is political, but because I think she did the right thing. She people at the State Department told her, look, you know, if you put this group on our terrorism list, and we have a list of terrorist groups and countries who sponsor terrorism, and it's been totally politicized because there have been different things that we can talk about if you're into that, getting into details. But putting groups on the list, lots of times, if the U.S., the sole remaining superpower, is against you, that's a boon for fundraising. It's for recruiting people. And also, it can also lead these groups to say, well, we should hit U.S. targets, and then we can get even more people involved, you know, financially and more recruits. So it can be a self-perpetuating snowball. But this terrorism list in this case is particularly idiotic because it's there that Boko Haram doesn't fundraise or operate in the U.S. It has strictly local interests. And we should avoid making new enemies if we can, as we have in, I would argue, in Yemen and in Pakistan. We have groups that weren't attacking the U.S. that are now attacking the U.S. And I think that, you know, it was probably a mistake for Kerry to rescind Clinton's restraint. And he did put, late last year, he put the group on there. But since they don't operate or raise money in the United States, it's a mere symbolic act. And, of course, it's a lightning rod. And the people in the State Department realized that when Hillary Clinton made the decision to not put the group on the list. But
yeah,
the problem is really the list. You have this list, and many of the groups don't attack the U.S. I mean, if they would at least shrink the list down to those that actively attack the U.S., but we take on everyone's problems. And we even have a country on there, Cuba, that hasn't really sponsored terrorism in decades, and yet we have it on there simply because we don't get along with Cuba. There are groups on there like, or are in their groups that are not on there for political reasons, like the Provisional IRA was never on there because it has, frankly, has so much support in the U.S.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just going to ask you about that. Why is that? Isn't it interesting? So there is intrigue about the list. See, people don't look at that. Don't look at it that way. You know that, Ivan, that most people listening to us right now think, well, you know, we have this list. So sometimes the list is inaccurate because they got a kid's name on the list or whatever. So how do they, the criteria for this is just all over the map is the problem, huh?
Well, they, you know, they designate these groups and our government designates the groups, but they may not be specifically attacking U.S. targets. They may be attacking an allied target, such as Hamas. Is attacking Israel. And that's, you know, that's bad for Israel, But it shouldn't necessarily mean that they have to be on the anti-U.S. terrorism list. Provisional IRA was designated as some lesser type of group, but the real sanctions kick in when you're at the top of the, the most, the highest category. Financial sanctions, et cetera, kick in, and those certainly should be groups that attack the U.S. only. And I think, like I said, you know, when we put these groups on because we're the superpower, we're supposed to be leading the world. Is this group worthy to be on our terrorism list or not? Well, it only enhances a lot of these groups' reputation, and that's what it is done with Boko Haram. Because when nobody ever heard of Boko Haram until very recently with these schoolgirls, and of course, now with them being on the terrorism list, they've gotten this added push as well.
Yeah, so a lot of this, and you say this, has to do with public pressure to, come on, you got to do something about what's happening. This is a terroristic act. You got to do it. You got to get them on the list, that kind of thing. So that's the push. It's really about politics.
Yeah, and both Obamas, Michelle and Barack Obama, they both have mentioned this. And that's when the president and the first lady both take up a cause, it gets well publicized. Now, it seems like a great idea to stand on behalf of these girls, but, you know, maybe a quieter approach would help get the girls out alive rather than making the... of course, when the president and the first lady do that, Boko Haram goes, hey, listen, we're defying the head of the superpower, and therefore we're not going to release these girls, right? You know, there's this idea that, hey, you know, our group is so effective and, we're so principled that we're going to stand up to this imperialist superpower. That's what the group will, you know, could say. So you have to be very careful when you do public things in the terrorism area. You may have, and I'm sure I'm not criticizing the Obama for having bad intentions or being cynical. I just think they were trying to help these schoolgirls, and also they were trying to respond to public pressure here in the United States to do something, and I think they may have done something counterproductive.
Yeah, be careful about those labels. Ivan Eland, as always, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Approaching the tail end of this hour of ATN, baby. You rocked it when it came to sending in the thoughts about the show and some other things. I'm telling you, the mailbag is always full. Thank goodness for Al Gore for inventing the internet, because it's such a serious form of communication for the people who listen to America Tonight. So drum roll, let's head to the mailbag.
What's this? A letter for me.
You have mail, mistress.
Clever. This one from Oscar, who says, Katie Kate, I am just curious what baseball team you root for. I've heard you talk about sports in between the politics and the smattering of what's going on in your brain, and I wondered, what is your team of choice? Interesting question. I've actually never been asked that on this show, Philadelphia Phillies. I grew up in outside of Philadelphia and rooted for the Phillies. And when I was really, really little, my favorite player was Mike Schmidt, third baseman, Hall of Famer, and went to a bunch of games and still go back and love to see the Phillies, who are crappy, by the way. They may be one of the worst teams out there. I made fun of some of the writers from Sports Illustrated and ESPN and whatnot for trashing the Phillies. But so far, they are pretty much right on target. So thanks for asking that question. Out of left field, I love it. This one from Bob, who says, Kate, I know I email the show all the time. I promise you I'm going to call you sometime soon. The other night I tried to get in, actually, but your phone lines were jammed. Here's what I'm thinking about. It's ridiculous, the story you were talking about with the illegal aliens being released who were criminals. Why? Why wouldn't we have deported, even if it's the whole catch-and-release thing? You have some that raped and some that murdered, and they were actually released. I don't care if it's one in each category, which it wasn't. It was many more than that. How is that possible? What is Homeland Security thinking about by doing that? This is the whole problem. Bob, here's the thing. We keep punting on immigration. We don't deal with it because it's about electability. What are your constituents? What are they made up of? What's the base made up of? How far do you want to go? What, are you a Republican, a Democrat, an independent? It's about getting reelected and what they say, where you are. See, this is the most infuriating thing. There has to be accountability in Washington. I think you have to stand up for what you believe in. So instead of, let's look at the demographics. And, I mean, I get the whole reelection thing. But what do you really think is the problem? What are your solutions to the problem? Not what everybody else is echoing. And that's a big one. Because, okay, we can't keep holding them. We can't afford to do that. So let's just release them. And hopefully it'll all be okay. It's not going to all be okay. How many other murderers are we releasing from prison that haven't been through the system, let's say? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Okay, let's take this one. I'm going to kind of jump around here. This one from Mark, who says, Kate, I'll tell you, I've been listening to the show, and I love when you do the daily salute. And I also love it when you rip into the IRS. Your nickname, the three dreaded letters, is brilliant. Do you mind if I steal that? The fact that almost once or twice a week we're talking about some shenanigans with the IRS, why would they spend $100 million on furniture? I don't get it. I know there's a lot of offices, so maybe the bill would be high, but at $100 million, I think we could have collected chairs and desks that look pretty decent and donated them to the IRS, and we would have been better off instead of in the hole as we always are. My two cents. Well, my two cents on that was, yeah, it seems very high. I get it. You have a lot of offices across the country, and if you're talking about refurbishing and changing, and you can't just not have any furniture, but $100 million? I've been in a bunch of those IRS offices in Philly, in New York, in Austin, Texas, in California. And I know they're different times when I've been in there, didn't look that depressing. Didn't look that drab to me. And then there's this thing about the IRS paying more than $13 billion in tax credits last year to people who might not have qualified. The earned income tax credits were supposed to go to low-income working families. And now they're saying there could be a problem here, that there were some payments that shouldn't have been made, about a quarter of them. Somewhere between 13.3 and 15.6. And, you know, here's the thing. You want us to pay our taxes, right? And we go through the rigmarole every year and we do that. And taxes, listen, you have firemen, you've got things that you have to pay, use the dollars toward locally, certainly. And then we constantly see this nonsense about the furniture thing, the stuff with Lois Lerner targeting certain groups for their tax-exempt status, then the stuff about blowing the tax credits. I mean, you know, come on. Give me a break. And they're always saying this. We're aggressively fighting tax fraud. We're improving our efforts. We've stopped 15 million suspicious returns since 2011. We're blocking more than $50 billion in fraudulent refunds. The IRS is committed. I mean, I could just go on and on about the statements, but it's bad. Let's put it that way. So this was the latest thing. Families earn the credit, so you know, by working and earning money. So there are income limits, though. The size of the credit depends on your income, the number of kids you have. This year, for example, a married couple with three or more kids would earn up to $52,000. If they earned up to $52,000, they would qualify for the credit. A married couple with two kids can earn up to $49,000 and change and still qualify. So they're saying that other people did it that didn't. The maximum credit was $6,143. $6,143. Yeah, go figure. It's out of control, isn't it? It really is. Okay, here's one from Alan who says, Kate, what's up with the dog, Karl Rove, really bagging on Hillary Clinton and talking about the fact that she's lost her mind, that she might have some form of dementia? Are you kidding me with that? What is Rove thinking? Talking about Hillary Clinton, that she's got dementia. And I thought, when I read it in the Post, he was so far out in left field. And then I hear him on the tube, and he's specifying a little bit closer what he meant to say, I believe. Is this just politics as usual? It is politics. It's politics because she was in the hospital for 30 days, and nobody knows why she was in the hospital. Then she comes out of the hospital, this was Rove saying, and she has special glasses that you have for a traumatic brain injury. So that's what he's saying, that that's what the deal is. She spends a month fighting it, and they're not forthcoming, is what he's saying. And now they're not saying anything else. She wasn't in a hospital for 30 days straight. She was in and out for about a month in 2012. So they're correcting that, the Clinton people. And the glasses that he referred to are typically used by people with traumatic brain injuries, but it's pretty broad. It could be concussions and all that. And remember, that was supposedly what happened with Hillary Clinton, that she had a concussion, that that's what it was about. And it does make you wonder, though, and I think that's part of him playing that up, about the age thing and injury. You know, the whole deal with health and injuries, very big when you talk about a presidential candidate. I think focus on who the candidate is going to be that's going to run for the Republicans. You know, the more the Republicans focus on their own, probably, to me, the better. Because that's the way to win the election. I really don't think the election is too much to go after if it's Hillary Clinton, to just constantly hammer the negatives about her, unless it's through television ads, because they're always negative. Otherwise, it's not a winning strategy. I think you come up with solutions. What about Obamacare? What frightens the nation about that? What are the things that people are upset about? Illegal immigration. Pick three or four really biggies that are costing us money and come up with that solid plan, that solid solution that is the mantra for every place you go. And it isn't about the issues. It's about the electability of the person, but the issues can play better when they're things that stick in the thorn of the American, the sides of the American people like thorns. That can play better, at least when you're stumping for votes, and leave the negative stuff more for television ads, because it comes off better that way. And that's what happens, especially now with the Citizens United, because you can have different groups that pump money into it. And the Democrats do it, and the Republicans do it, too. Okay, here's the last one. This one from Norman, who says, Kate, I love when you do the cheap movie review. I say two thumbs up for The Amazing Spider-Man 2. I know it gets trashed, and people are tired of the different versions. You even talked about that. But maybe it's because I like Spider-Man. I like the kid that plays Spider-Man. There is a weird twist at the end of it. And I think the effects are very, very good. And Jamie Foxx is excellent as the villain. So do I win a book? Yes. It's not even winning it. I said, if you go to a movie and you want to give us a cheap movie review, send it to me if I read it on the air. AmericaTonight.net. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Stay with us.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Two, three, ooh, 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 ooh. Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. When the big black car said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. But I said, no, 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 no. I said, no.
So here we are at a familiar spot again. We're heading down that straightaway, going for the wrap-up of this Hour of America tonight. A couple of quick reminders, because we got the email in the mailbag about the cheap movie reviews. Yeah, absolutely. You want to weigh in on a movie, tell me it's lousy, crappy, don't go and see it, don't spend your $10 or whatever. Or you see something really good, kind of an indie movie or something that just you really want to pass on to everybody else. Then do that as well, whatever it is. Doesn't matter, whatever the review. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. In our next show, we will do our weekly cheap movie review. People must be paying attention to this little old show, because I've gotten recently I've gotten a lot of inquiries from some Hollywood people who have movies that are asking me if I want to have actors on and that kind of stuff. So we may get some interesting people, and we have had some actors on in the past. We've had some directors on. We may have some more in the near future, especially some of them for the independent movies, the movies that are not supposed to make it that do, or I like documentaries where we're uncovering the real truth of whatever's happening. To me, that's worthy of having a conversation. And there's a couple of really good things out now, so I might have a few of those coming up down the road. Then there's the all-important one that I just can't wait to see, Godzilla. I saw the previews for that, and I thought, man, how are they doing this? And the Japanese people are really offended by what the version of Godzilla is, apparently. They don't like what they're seeing in the previews. So what's up with that? We'll find out. We'll uncover it. Summertime is about the blockbusters or the kids' movies or a movie that is going to rake in a or has a good chance to rake in some money at the box office. The two big times for movies are the summer and, not surprisingly, Christmas time. And why do you think that is? It's because kids are off, people are off, or somebody takes a vacation. They don't go to see movies and they go. And with the price of a movie now, unless you go to matinee, get special discounts, that kind of thing, or there's dollar theaters, that the way movies are, a lot of the, this is a good secret. Wherever you're listening to me, if you just, you don't even, you like to go to the movies just once in a while, look at that dollar movie, because what happens is they dump movies pretty fast sometimes. And the movie you might want to see is all of a sudden in that cheap theater. You don't have to wait too long for it. Or anymore, we live in the land of streaming, so people go to Redbox, grab a DVD, actually, or stream, excuse me, something from Netflix. It's just so easy to do that, and a lot of people see movies that way, I think. That's coming up. Well, not our next show, actually. It's coming up at the end of the week. Getting ahead of myself. Did you ever do that where you're jumping days? All of a sudden, it's like the calendar. I've lost the calendar. I'm jumping days. So I might have jumped the shark a little bit on that. And that's coming up on our last show of the week. We'll get into it. In our next show, Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. And if you've never heard of that, you know, dumb things. Like you can't find your keys. You go somewhere, you lose your keys. And let's say you're at a movie theater, you've lost the keys. Boy, that's bad news, isn't it? How about locking your keys in the car? Not as many people, I think, are doing that anymore. You left your phone. How many iPhones, Android phones, flip phones are lost every single day? Guarantee there are a ton of them. So people write in and they tell me the dumb thing that they did. We'll be checking on that on our very, very next show. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Okay, here's something that a lot of people think, they do think it's dumb because of the collateral damage, but the drones. I mean, drones is any conversation about drones, pretty much a divider. Either you think the drone is okay in certain situations or you hate it, period, end of story. This global hawk has a whole bunch of surveillance gear in it, radar, optical, infrared sensors, that kind of thing. And it's kind of joining the company of the manned propeller-driven MC-12 surveillance aircraft. This is too much information. That they've already been using, conducting surveillance flights over Nigeria. We mentioned this before. They're using the drone to try to find these girls because they're searching for the 276 schoolgirls that we talked about to Ivan Eland a little while ago on the show, that were kidnapped by Boko Haram, the terrorist group. And the Global Hawk's airtime, I guess, they have a big advantage because it can be in the air for 28 hours and the range is 8,700 miles and it can go up to 357 miles an hour. Ooh, pretty fast. It's a pretty big drone. If you look at it from far away, it's just an airplane. It's like you're looking at an airplane, and it's big. They've separated, supposedly, into three groups, the kidnapped girls, and some are still believed to be in the northeast corner of Nigeria between, near Cameroon, anyway. So they released a video that showed about 100 of the girls who had been converted to Islam, and they say they were open to an exchange of the kidnapped students for the release of other Islamic terrorists imprisoned in Nigeria. And they say all options are open, including negotiating or military operation with foreign assistance. Oh, my, oh, my. They are loving this publicity. They are. And the fact that they flipped them already to Islam. And I mean, this is a nasty group, Boko Haram. This is a nasty, nasty group. They want nothing better than to be part of any kind of a resistance, any branch of Al-Qaeda. Make absolutely no mistake about that. No mistake. And the fact that they just stepped right into houses and just stole these girls, just kidnapped them, it's a very, very freaky, freaky thing. And now this global outrage and the spotlight on this group that took them, the stories, there's so many stories being written about them. And is it too much? Are they just eating this up and dragging it out and keeping the storyline going however they can to have people recognize what their cause is? That's always the downside of this. And so there's a very big downside here. Huge downside. All right, we flip to something completely different because I want to give you another nugget before we skedaddle. The FCC chairman is looking into this whole net neutrality thing, and even if net neutrality is the jurisdiction of the FCC at all, with the FCC nearing a vote about proposed net neutrality regulations, the chairman, Tom Wheeler, sent out a series of revisions to the proposal earlier in the week. And the interesting revision that he offered was looking into whether or not net neutrality is the jurisdiction of his three letters, the FCC, even at all. They invited public comments on broadband internet service. Could it be a public utility? Oh, that would be awful. So we're going to make broadband a public utility like gas, water, sewage, and electricity. If it's reclassified, I want you to know this is a big nugget. Pay attention to this. If it's reclassified as a public utility, then internet service providers would be subjected to stricter and certainly more regulations far beyond what the FCC has in its bag of tricks. But what are we paying if it's a public utility? Oh, should it really be a public utility? And some say it's the most direct way to ensure net neutrality if that were the case. Oh, my, oh, my. We're not going to solve that riddle in one show or probably 10 shows. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.